Welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie getting underway here on Thursday, June 14th, Flag Day on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. Debbie, how you doing? You look patriotic today.
I'm wearing my red, white, and blue and proud to be doing that. And that's what we're asking our listeners today. Are you proud to display the American flag on Flag Day today? June 14th is Flag Day, like Jerry shared. And we want to ask the question, are you proud to start waving the flag? Maybe wear your golf cap that has the American flag on it, or your t-shirt like I'm wearing, or you display your flag outside your business or your home, or maybe you don't want to make any waves, no pun intended, because right now sometimes the flag stirs up many emotions and people have a lot to say about it. So we want to hear from you. It's Flag Day. What are you doing about it? Maybe you're just going to let it pass as another calendar day and it's no big deal. But here's the number, 833-288-3986. And those of you that are listening outside North America, call in and tell us what you feel about this. You can call in by dialing 1-205-271-2985. Jerry, you're wearing red today. That's part of the patriotic colors.
Yeah, I thought I would do that. I don't have a USA t-shirt like the one that you're wearing, but I am certainly proud to be an American. Of course, America is bigger than just the United States, but we use that term to describe our country. And I would love to hear from people who maybe have a thought or a take on how reverence for the flag maybe has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. Debbie, you know, I remember, I'm sure you do too, when we were in school, like grade school, the school would assign some of us to go out and unfurl the flag and raise it, at the start of the school day. And it was very solemn, you know, and at the end of the school day, we would go out and lower the flag and fold it back up and just carry it very reverently back in and put it in a place of respect. And I don't know, do schools still do that? I mean, people call in and share with us if that's still going on. 833-288-3986.
My dad was a Navy corpsman, and when he died, of course, we got the folded up flag, and it's beautiful, beautifully done in this case that my mother has, and it's just, you know, it brings up so many feelings of you know, patriotism. But when you even look at the flag, I mean, do we even know what the flag stands for? And I just wanted to quickly, if I can do that, Jerry. First of all, June 14th today is Flag Day. It is not a federal holiday or anything like that. It is a national thing, although it's a state holiday, I believe, in New York and Pennsylvania. But it was, it's the adoption of the U.S. flag, which was June 14th, 1777. And just real quickly, President Woodrow Wilson had said that we should fly the flag on this particular day. And then President Harry Truman signed it into permanent observance into law in 1949. Okay, so we have that, Jerry. But when you look at the stars and stripes, how beautiful that is. I mean, when you think about it, the stripes are obviously the 13 colonies. The white is purity and innocence. The red stripes are bravery and valor and courage. And the blue is justice and perseverance. And when you focus on those things, it really does give you that sense that you're very proud to be an American. But when you think about all the negative things that have happened along the lines of history, of course you can focus on the things that were really tragic. We can do that in anything, Jerry. You can even do that in the Catholic Church. You can focus on just the small things of human weaknesses, and then you can say, okay, we're throwing the whole baby out with the bathwater. Is that the right thing to do? See, I don't think so. I really struggle with this, with the whole American flag thing, because I think that it's really sad that we can't focus on the positive. So we want to hear from you. 833-288-3986. Jerry, I just gave my take right up front.
Well, that was very good. Thank you for that background on that as well. And Yeah, we know that the flag of not only our nation, the United States, but every nation's flag has tremendous symbolism and significance and sacrifice behind it. And, you know, we've had, like you said, Debbie, at the start of the show, a lot of controversy over the years, flag burning, and you've got, you know, all kinds of disrespect to the flag, and then you've got great respect for the flag. I'll tell you, one person I know who is probably, you know, got red, white, and blue all over the place today is my brother Joe, who served for over 20 years in the Navy, and he makes what are called shadow boxes. And those who have served in the military, you know what those are. When you retire, it's like a wooden box that has glass, and you put your the furled up flag and your medals, and maybe if you were a Marine, you put your sword and your gloves in there and so forth. And I'm sure you've seen them. And my brother does exquisite work. I mean, incredible shadow boxes. And so I know that this day is very important to him and to others as well. So, you know, if you've served and defended the flag, you know, we would love to hear from you just about what it means to you, and when you look at the flag, you know, feelings and emotions that conjures up for you. 833-288-3986.
Phone lines are already lighting up, so that means you have something to say about it on Flag Day. And I also understand today is also President Trump's birthday. So happy birthday, Mr. President. I didn't realize he was born on Flag Day. That's very interesting. So, you know, there's so many ways we can discuss this and talk about this, but we want to hear from your heart. Feel free to call in and share what's on your mind and your heart about this, because we all have something to say about it. And it's important that we talk about it in a safe environment that we're speaking about it today on EWTN. So how great is that? 833-288-3986. Don't miss this opportunity to weigh in and share your thoughts on it. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And when we come back, we're going right to the phones to hear what you have to say.
The Venerable Fulton John Sheen.
It is a self-evident principle that the Creator has endowed man with certain unalienable rights.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Have you heard about Church Pop? Church Pop features new online Christian content that's fun and inspiring every day. Find it on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
You know, maybe we need to ask ourselves, do we really know Jesus? Maybe another way to ask that would be, how familiar are you with the Gospels? When I was living in D.C., I was on the plane taking a late flight home, sitting next to a young girl. She was probably 16, 17. I had my collar on and we got talking, and she said somehow in the course of the conversation, she acknowledged that she was running away from home and was in the midst of an awful lot of difficulties that were going on. Her story seemed to be remarkably akin to the story of the prodigal son, which we just heard this past Sunday at Mass, huh? And so I started to speak a little bit about that with her. And I said, you sound a little bit like the younger son in the story of the prodigal son. And she looked at me like I was from Mars. And I said, are you not familiar with the story of the prodigal son? And she says, no, never heard it. And I just looked at her and I says, oh my goodness, are you in for a wonderful evening?
Thank you to the show team, Rich, Matt, Jeff, and everybody else, the affiliates who carry the program. We appreciate that so much. And thank you, the listeners, for making the show what it is. And there are other great listening options as well, including Open Line on EWTN every afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And Thursdays, the fort is held down by the one, the only, Father Larry Richards. He answers questions on the new evangelization. So join Father Larry Open Line today, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, here on many of these EWTN affiliates.
What a powerhouse. I love Father Larry. Can I just do a quick shout-out to Barriga Radio listeners? If you're listening to EWTN on Barriga Radio, if you're in the Traverse City, Michigan area, surrounding areas, I believe it's their last day of their summer pledge drive. So please support Barriga Radio if you're listening to EWTN on one of the stations. It's very important that they are fully funded so they can continue broadcasting. So I just want to do a shout out to our friends at Barriga Radio, who also air Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
All right. We are going to go to your calls on Flag Day, talking about the U.S. flag. And actually, you know, if you have an opinion, you know, one way or the other, maybe you feel strongly that we all should be flying the flag, or, you know, whatever your take is on this. You know, if you've served in the military, love to hear from you as well. We all know that it was won at a very difficult price, and certainly has been defended over the centuries at a great price as well. 833-288-3986. Jolena is first in Tennessee, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Jolena. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Good morning, Jerry and Debbie. I just want to tell you how much I love your show. I've been listening to y'all for a long time, but it's my first time calling on your show.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I just wanted to tell you both that. And then the other thing is, you know, I think it's very important for all of us to fly flags. And, you know, just because I was listening on the phone, you know, while Debbie was talking about, you know, just because you might have a few bad apples doesn't make the whole batch rotten, you know.
Right, right. Well, and what you focus, what folks focus on, it magnifies. And so if we focus on the positive, that's going to expand, and it's going to bring us together, and it's going to unite us. If we focus on the negative, it's going to divide us. And a house divided, I mean, look at what scripture says. And so I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's time we start focusing on the positive and let that expand in our minds and our hearts. I'm right with you. I love what you have to say.
I remember, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Debbie, but when I was a kid, I went to, because I'm totally blind, and I went to the blind school, and every morning, for, I don't know, a period of years, and then we stopped for whatever reason, which I think was a shame, we always said the Pledge of Allegiance, and even when I was in high school, I went to the Lebanon High School, because I'm from Tennessee, Lebanon, Tennessee. And we even had like a prayer said before school started, and I wish we could get back to that.
Well, yeah, there was a time, Jolena, like you said, when prayer was really synonymous with the flag, in a sense that you know, the founding of our country, you know, the founding fathers never they would cringe to see, you know, what has been made of the interpretation of the Constitution and separation of church and state and all of that, and the sometimes abuse of the flag. But yeah, that's a great point, you know. And I remember too, Debbie, I mentioned earlier that you know, the unfurling of the flag every morning and prayer in school and so forth. And you know, maybe it's time that we just pray that God, Debbie, has an awakening of all of us, you know, regardless of, you know, what we feel about the political culture or social issues or whatever. You know, the flag of our country is worthy, you know, I really believe, of our respect and admiration, and we need to treat it properly. So those are my thoughts on that.
You know, I gotta tell you this. I mean, I know that that there have been presidents we've had that I've disagreed with, that I didn't think did the right thing. But, you know, the one thing remains the same, and us talking about this is bringing back memories. I went to a camp for the school for the blind, and or for kids that were blind. And every morning they would have somebody, you know, that could see, unfurl the flag and post and put it on the flagpole every morning for, while we was at camp. And, you know, we need to focus on the good things and not look at the bad so much.
Yeah. Amen to that. Jolena, you are a precious soul. Please call anytime. Don't be a stranger. We just love you. You have blessed our conversation and blessed our day. Thank you so very much for starting us off strong. And we hope you have a beautiful rest of your day in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Thank you.
All right. Linda is next in Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on Christ Our King Radio to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Linda. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Hi, Linda. Maybe Linda is stepped away from the phone for a minute. Let's check back with her in just a moment. Matt can take care of that. In the meantime, we will go to Toledo, Ohio, Annunciation Radio. Gary, you are up next on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Gary.
How's it going? Love your guys' show, and thank you very much for the awareness and the support, of course, of the American flag.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for calling.
Yep, currently serving in the military, and I can't tell you how important the flag is to me personally. And then I always say definitely support those soldiers' families as well. And just there's so many layers to my family. My dad's a Vietnam vet, and a lot of times people will come up to him. And the one thing that's really touched my heart recently was the welcome home. You know, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the awareness, like you said, you can get into politics, you can get into all kinds of stuff. But the most important part is obviously that support and that respect. So thank you guys for doing that.
Oh, well, thank you for your service and thank you for giving a voice to it, because the more we talk about this in a calm, beautiful way, the more we can walk away a little bit changed with a little better perspective of things. And so this helps tremendously. Wouldn't you agree, Jerry?
I would. Yeah, and you know, Gary, yeah, thank you for your service. And, you know, your call reminds us that, you know, the flag is not just a piece of cloth that has, you know, no significance or meaning. You know, in and of itself, intrinsically, it is, you know, just a material item. But, you know, the flag represents you, Gary. You are the personification of the flag and what it means, and all of our servicemen and women, and all of our citizens. You know, I mean, this is, it represents who we are as people, as human beings. And so I think, you know, because of all of that, you know, I'm sure you'd agree with that, Gary.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And like I said, it's, you know, all of our brothers and sisters working together. I just can't say enough good things, and it's the symbol of that. So.
Right. Well, yeah. Did you, I don't know if you mentioned, Gary, and if you want to, what branch you serve our country in?
National Guard Army.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your support and for taking the time out of this radio station for today.
Oh, thanks, Gary. Bless you.
Bless your heart, Gary. Yeah. Thank you. Well, you know, it was interesting. This show actually came about because when we prepare for shows, Jerry, and look to put in upcoming topics, we look at the calendar. And on our day timers and on our calendars, it says National Flag Day or Flag Day. And, you know, we thought it's time. It's time we dedicate. And so we appreciate all the support, like Gary's call and Jolena and Linda. Did we have – oh, Linda dropped. Okay, maybe Linda from Louisiana can call back, because we'd love to hear what you have to say. So here's the number, 833-288-3986. Or if you're outside North America, call in and weigh in on this topic. Please do. We invite you to do that. It's, I believe it's country code 1-205-271-2985, and you can get on the show. Jerry?
Okay. We're going to go to Franklin, Pennsylvania. Hi, Gail. Thank you for joining us today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Welcome.
Howdy.
Howdy, Gail.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
I listen to your show all the time. I live in a ravine on the side of the mountain, and I listen to your show all the time. You're the only radio station I can get in here. But this is our flag, mm-hmm. and I would like to mean, you seem to know everything about our flag. I would like to know what it means. My husband was a drill sergeant. My husband was a drill sergeant, and he died in the war, and I have his flag. Hmm. So what we do on Flag Day is I put it in my little brother's truck, and we fly it across the little town that we live in out of respect for my husband.
Wow.
Fly our flag.
Mm-hmm. Gail, what was your husband's name? We'd love to add him to our book, and we're so sorry for your loss.
Vernon Schutnick. Vernon Richard Schutnick.
Beautiful. Well, he served with great courage and bravery, and you know what? And for you to remember that, see, this is what it is. It's this beautiful remembrance of the valor.
That was his wish.
Yeah.
To take his truck and fly it on the back of his flag.
Wow. Jerry, that moves me to tears.
Well, it does, yeah.
And then we fold it up and we put it back in the display case that they gave us, gave us.
Well, I echo what Debbie said, Gail. Sorry for the loss of Vernon, and he did. He served with great courage and obviously paid the ultimate price, and none of us would be sitting here talking on the radio today or having our freedom without all the men and women who have paid that same price and, you know, maybe not even died, but still just given of their lives to serve our country. And, you know, as you were talking, Gail, talking about putting the flag on the back of the truck and driving around with that, you know, it just reminded me of, you know, I still see that occasionally, but I remember after 9/11 happened and the Twin Towers and all of that, I even did that. You know, I had a pickup truck at the time, and, you know, I put the flag there, and over time it started to get frayed on the edges and so forth. And I just think, that though, you know, it shouldn't take something like, you know, a tragedy like that to get us to, you know, be patriotic, if you will, or to fly the flag. Debbie, I'm sure you would agree that, you know, it should be something, and it's kind of out of our consciousness in today's culture, in today's world. I'm afraid to say, unless I'm mistaken. If other people disagree with that, you know, I'm happy to hear from them on that. But
yeah, yeah. Well, again, Gail, thank you so much for being so supportive of the military and what your husband had given to all of us. So thank you for that. And thank you for being a proud American. I think it's really beautiful. So, and God bless you. I'm glad you're stuck with EWTN, Gail, because we love having you part of the family. So thank you so much for the call today. What do you think, Gail? Did we sum it up pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. All right. We'll take it. We'll take pretty good.
Bless your heart, Gail. Thank you for joining us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We have a line open as we talk on Flag Day today, National Flag Day, about the importance, the meaning of the flag, its relevance to us today, has our just our consciousness of the flag and its symbolism. Is it still high? Has it waned a little bit? Do our young people appreciate it maybe as much as you did when you were growing up? 833-288-3986. And, of course, we are one nation under God, so there is mm-hmm. certainly a tie-in between our faith and our country as well. So next up is Daryl listening in. Well, he's driving through Missouri listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Daryl. Thanks for being a part of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Well, thank you for having me. I just wanted to call in and let you know when I was an 18-year-old and joined the Navy, I was on the submarines out in San Diego, California, traveled different countries and many times, especially during holidays, I would salute. As I was saluting the flag, I was wondering why I'm here and what the flag means to me. But the flag represented all the people of the United States of America and the freedom that we were there to give them freedom and for our future freedom when we got out of the service could go back home. So to this day, every time I salute the flag, that memory comes back to my mind. And since then, I've been to several third world countries traveling and humanitarian efforts. And I don't think we appreciate our freedom until you see these third world countries and what they're like to live in. So that would be my comment.
Yeah, and Daryl, thank you. Thank you for your service. And I appreciate so much what you said, because I think we don't appreciate enough the men and women who choose to serve our country. We haven't had a draft in this country for a very long time. And you took it upon yourself to do that, not because, you know, the military people aren't, you know, for the most part, aren't joining just because they can't find something else to do. I mean, people like you, Daryl, are looking at our nation, and you're looking at the people of our country, and they are in the forefront of your mind as you're serving. Would you say, is that fair to say that was really, you know, your motivation, because you looked at just the people and our nation and what it stands for, and you said, I want to stand up for that. I want to help defend that and help preserve it. Would you say that's fair?
Most definitely. I can't think of any other reason, you know. It's all about being free to do all the things that we do. And until you visit these other countries, you realize they don't have the freedom that we do.
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, when I was traveling, Daryl, too, to other countries, so many folks will say, when you meet them, they'll say, you don't realize all you have in America. You don't realize it. It's you are so spoiled. They would constantly use that word, you're spoiled. And, you know, when you go back and you start to really contemplate that, you think, you know, we do have a lot of freedom. We have a lot of freedom, actually. We have everything we can imagine in freedom. But we have everything at our disposal, and it's so incredibly, you know, sad sometimes when you think about it, because we do take it for granted, I think. And so, Daryl, this is why we're having conversations like this, because of your wonderful call and your take on this. It allows us to leave this brief hour together a little bit changed, a little bit more respect, and a little bit closer to God. Thanks, Daryl. God bless you. When we come back, we're going back to the phones, full phone lines here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Post your intentions on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's website. To get there, just click on the bright yellow J&D logo at take2show.com. Jerry and Debbie personally reply to every prayer intention that's posted. Others will also offer you their prayer support. When there's something important you want prayers for, post it on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's site. Visit take2show.com. Click on the J&D logo today.
Hi, I'm Doug Keck, and this is an EWTN Bookmark Brief. I'm speaking here with Obion Uju Ikocha, author of Target Africa, Ideological Neocolonialism in the 21st Century, and it's published by our friends at Ignatius Press. Uju, tell us, what is this book about, and why is it of interest for Catholics?
It is about the Western countries, Western entities, Western foundations even coming to African countries, and they are coming, you know, for something that looks good. They're coming to give aid, they're coming with help, coming with gifts. But then when you look closer, you see that there are gifts with strings attached. There are issues like abortion, contraception, population control, what happens with the youth and human sexuality, human sexual identity, you know, all these things that are being talked about now, which is threatening now to erode our own cultural views and values.
The author is Obion Uju Ikocha, and look for the book at EWTN's religious catalog, EWTNRC.com. Thanks for stopping by.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I said to the sisters one day, what do you think you're going to look like in heaven? Oh, some of them had absolutely magnificent ideas. I didn't think of one of them. And so I got desperate, because then my turn came, I didn't know what to say. And so in desperation, I said, what do you think I'll wear in heaven? And they all said with one voice, armor!
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
I'm Brian Patrick.
And I'm Gloria Purvis. Tomorrow, it's a special Father's Day show.
With authors Dr. David Anders and Joe Sikora on EWTN Radio.
Now back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
And good to have you with us. It is National Flag Day. We are talking about the U.S. flag today. Your thoughts on it, the meaning of it, the symbolism. Heard from some people who have served our country. Thank you all. The men and women who are serving and who have. I have military in my family. Debbie, I know you do as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exclusively, you know, just military. I mean, as a citizen, even if you're not a U.S. citizen, but you live here, you know, we all, wherever we live, you know, if I went to another country, I would just out of respect, have a lot of appreciation for that country's history and that country's flag and so forth. So we're talking about that today at 833-288-3986. Kathleen is next in Buffalo, New York. Yes, of course, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, happy Flag Day.
Thank you
so much for doing this program. I'm very connected to Flag Day. It's actually my birthday. And so I know a little bit about the flag. Yeah. And I just want to say, too, that it's our president's birthday also. So God bless him today on his birthday. And I was going to call and talk about just a little bit about some of the history that I know of that a lot of people might not know about the flag itself. I particularly have a fascination with George Washington. He obviously commissioned the flag to be done. We all credit Betsy Ross for sewing the flag. The design of the flag actually came from someone else who studied in Italy, in the same town that there was a very famous painting of the Immaculate Conception with the crown of 12 stars over her head. So it is thought that that is possibly where that design came from for the 13 stars in the standard. The colors that you spoke about earlier remind me very much of Jesus and Mary. Jesus with the red and the white, colors of the mercy and the divine mercy, and the blue obviously being possibly representative of Our Lady. I do believe, because our country is consecrated to the Immaculate Conception, that this is very possible that there is an influence, beginning even with just the simple symbol of our flag. George Washington was a very prominent person, obviously becoming the President of the United States. But prior to that, he was a gentleman. He had done some study with some Jesuit priests. Very little is known about that. If you go to the Mount Vernon Museum in Washington, just outside of Washington, you'll see that there's an exercise done of, I believe it's called the 150 rules, and it was supposed to be just a writing exercise. That's what they say in the museum. But there are ways of living in a genteel way and a very, very Christian way. So he also was very good friends with the Carroll family, who gave us Bishop John Carroll. He also donated a lot of money to the first cathedral in Philadelphia, which was St. Augustine's. I'm running out of memory right now.
No, actually, Kathleen. Kathleen, can we? Yeah, no. But Kathleen, you said so many great things, and you know, all the whole time you were speaking, I was thinking to myself, "Boy, you have really done your research on this." But I was also thinking too, and forgive me if this sounds in a prideful way, but so many things come from the Catholic Church. When you look at so many things that have been inspired, you can trace it back somehow to the Catholic Church, and rightly so. I mean, we have been around since the beginning, and when Jesus walked the earth. And you know what? It doesn't surprise me at all that there would be some connection. I think that is a beautiful thing. And you know, if in fact that was the thing that inspired the design of the flag, then maybe we should start focusing on what that actually means. Because when you look at even the white stripes, mean purity and innocence. And I think we can all agree that we've lost in America a lot of that purity and a lot of that innocence. Yeah. So maybe it's time we start getting back to the roots and doing what is right, and watch how things start to flourish. Kathleen, that is very, I love that. You know that I'm a history buff if you listen to the show on a regular basis. And what you had to say, after we get done with the show, I'm going to follow up and do some more research, because I think that's fascinating. You and I could have a conversation about this anytime. What do you think?
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. I did start getting interested a little bit more in the details when I was just contemplating the Declaration of Independence a few years ago, and I wanted to know if there was any Catholics that actually signed it, and there were two. One of them was a cousin of the Carrolls, and I cannot think of the other gentleman's name. That sort of led me into finding out more about George Washington. At the end of his life, it is said that a Father Leonard Neal from the mission, a Jesuit mission that was down at the Scottaway River, came to see him on his deathbed, and apparently left with a very large packet that he sent to Rome, which, you know, again, we don't really know what that was all about. There's actually books out there, you know, now contemplating, you know, how much George Washington was influenced by his Catholic friends, and there's a possibility that he may have converted on his deathbed, but we don't know that. We honestly don't know it, and I'm not going to profess to say that I do, but I think it's a good possibility. I do believe that, you know, he led our country into a state of freedom and a way of, you know, living in a different type of democracy. And when we follow the flag, when we put the flag out in front of us, like in any kind of military campaign or parade or anything like that, we look up to it and we understand what was given, you know, in lieu of that freedom. And, you know, I do, he's got a special place in my heart. Really, he does. He was an amazing, amazing person. And I encourage everybody who's Catholic to try and check some of that out, because I just like to talk about it, but I have to go now because I'm supposed to go into adoration for my hour.
Oh, okay.
And I brought a flag, you know, to put before the Blessed Sacrament for today for our country and for our president. So, but thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate being able to share all that.
And happy
You're
birthday.
Welcome. Please, yeah, happy birthday. Please pray for us too, Kathleen, if you would, when you go in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We'd appreciate that. Good contribution to take too with Jerry and Debbie on Flag Day, 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Southern Minnesota. Marty, welcome to take two with Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing what you have to share on this. Hi, Marty. Hello, Marty? Okay, well, we may have to check back with another caller there. We got a couple of Susans on the line. The first one is in Scranton, Pennsylvania, listening on JMJ Radio. Hi, Susan, you're up next.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. The prior caller a couple of calls ago was talking about third world countries and being, you know, traveling and coming into a special appreciation for our freedoms here in this country. I was in Thailand for 2 years back in the 80s, and I remember when he was talking, I had a memory come back. I was vacationing in northern Thailand in a lovely traditional Thai restaurant, drinking beer, having food, and it all of a sudden at 6 p.m., there was like a bell that went off, and everyone was required to stand for the national anthem and look toward a picture of the king of Thailand. And if you did not do that, you could be arrested. And so culturally, you know, they had a great reverence for the king of Thailand, almost like that he's kind of sacred or something. But my point is that so many people don't appreciate the freedoms we have here in the United States of free speech. And I just wanted to add that. I'll keep it short. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Susan. And I was not aware of that custom in Thailand. I had an uncle who served about 50 years as a missionary priest in Thailand, and I actually got to visit him once. A beautiful, beautiful country. I would say it's intriguing to hear that. The only thing that I would maybe offer on that, Debbie, is that, you know, Susan shared that, you know, if you didn't stand and reverence the flag and, you know, honor the king, you could possibly be arrested. You know, my preference would be that that would come from, you know, people's hearts, you know, be more voluntary. And, because that, you know, freedom, I mean, if somebody wants to disrespect the flag, you know, we've seen flag burning and things like that, and it's very unfortunate, but, you know, there's that debate over is that a matter of free speech or whatever. But I think for me, anyway, the ideal would be that we would all just simply realize the symbolism, the significance of it, and do that on our own, of our own free will, mm-hmm. You know, and hopefully that, you know, is still the case in many quarters in our country.
Right, right. I just want to focus in on what Susan said about appreciation. You know, it's interesting when you think about when you appreciate something. When we take things for granted, when do we appreciate something? When it's taken away. And then all of a sudden we start to appreciate. And it's very interesting. And you can relate that to anything. You can relate that to the beautiful Catholic Church or your school or your community or your family. How about when your family, breaks up or gets a divorce? Then all of a sudden you appreciate what you had and now was lost. And that's the thing I think we're trying to focus on here is we're trying to say, don't wait for something to be taken away to start to appreciate. Start appreciating it now and watch how it unfolds in a beautiful way. Susan, God bless you for your contribution today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and happy Flag Day to you. Thank you so very, very much for that call.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We got Marty back with us. We'll get to Marty in just a second. I want to mention on social media, YouTube, EWTN's YouTube channel, Michael weighed in. Michael, if you're the same Michael who we hear from regularly, welcome again. He says today is also the 243rd anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Army. Debbie, so that's significant. Dave on YouTube says, when I cleaned out my parents' house, I gave a bunch of worn-out flags to the local National Guard for proper disposal. I kept three flags. One was used for my dad's funeral, one was used for my uncle's funeral, and the last was flown at the top of the flagpole at the command headquarters during the Iraq War. Both my dad and uncle served in World War II.
Wow.
And just one other one quickly. Angela on Facebook said, I'm originally from Mexico. However, I am now a naturalized USA citizen, for which I feel extremely proud. I truly appreciate all the opportunities that are given to us here. I honor the USA flag, and I am proud to be a USA citizen. Thank you, Angela, for joining us as well.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Angela. You said we got Marty back, right?
Yep.
Okay. Marty in southern Minnesota. Thanks, Marty, for hanging on there, and welcome.
Okay. Hopefully you can hear me now.
Yes. Great. Thanks.
Yay. just two quick stories. Several years ago, I attended a Memorial Day service at a cemetery. You know, it's all festooned with flags and everything, and people are there to honor the military buried there and stuff. And it was beautiful. And a few feet away from me, at these kind of things, you know, they're always handing out flags to people, you know, those small flags. And anyways, a few feet away from me, there was a guy kind of reclining on the grass, and next to him was one of these flags. And the flag was laying on the ground. And a minute or two later, this little guy in a Cub Scout uniform walks up to this guy, and he says, don't you know that the flag should not touch the ground? And he picks the flag up, and he plants it next to the guy. And he turns around and walks back. And he didn't say it in a mean way. It was just like, you know, informing the guy that that's it. And the kid was right. And everybody around us just, you know, you could see everybody looking at each other, and it was like, yeah, that's great. Out of the mouths of babes. And then... just a couple years ago, I was at a football game at a major college, and, you know, there's 50, 60,000 people in the stands, and everybody stands up for the national anthem, and it starts playing. And behind me, a couple of rows, I hear this small child just belting it out at the top of his, and you couldn't help but not hear him. He just loved singing that song, and it was great. And then after it was over, a few minutes later, I turned back and I said to the dad, I said, he really likes that. He said, he learned that in kindergarten, and this kid was probably about 6 or 7. And he said, ever since then, every opportunity, he just belts it out. And I said, that's great. So those are my two quick stories about out of the mouths of babes and honoring the flag.
Thanks, Marty, for sharing those. That's encouraging. It really is. You know, the scout incident, you know, that doesn't surprise me. I was a Boy Scout when I was younger, and I know patriotism is so very, very important in scouting and so many other youth organizations like that. And just to hear that story of that youngster at the ball game just belting out the national anthem. Wow. Debbie, that would send chills down my spine, I think, just to think of how, you know, someone so young just has, I think, very, very precious insights into the importance of the flag and patriotism.
Well, and you look at the white stripes of the flag, purity and innocence, and look at the innocence and purity of our children. See, they know and they can feel what is true and what is respectful. And the more we encourage that, the better the world is going to be. Marty, way to go. That was a home run with us. Thank you so much for that take on it today and your experience and the stories that you shared. We appreciate it so very, very much. Have a beautiful rest of your day. I wanted to share, Jerry, real quickly, a new book from EWTM Publishing. This is fabulous, and I think everybody's going to want to have this in their library to read it and also to give it as a gift. It's The Catholic Church Saved My Marriage by Dr. David Anders, Discovering the Hidden Grace in the Sacrament of Matrimony. And Dr. Anders offers a hope-filled alternative for those who live moral and spiritual lives in union with Christ and His Church. And it's just a fabulous book, and I recommend it to everyone. Please get this book. All you have to do is go to EWTNRC.com, and you know, everything that Dr. David Anders speaks about and writes about, you know, is going to be so incredible and life-changing, actually. So go to EWTNRC.com, check out the new book from EWTN Publishing.
All right, take two with Jerry and Debbie talking about the U.S. flag today on Flag Day. And the second of our Susans is on the line, driving on Interstate 64. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I want to be a little bit of a devil's advocate. I don't often get to hear your station, so I'm finding this extremely informative. My husband is active duty Navy, so I have been part of the military family for a number of years. My concern is with the flag or the flag waving is that people kind of hide behind that, and they feel that they're being patriotic by showing the flag, but in fact, they're not doing things. So if you look at the percentage of people who join the military, it's a very low percentage in the United States. The people that join the Peace Corps or VISTA or any of those giving programs, it's very low. And it concerns me that we are not putting our actions ahead of our flag. And that's really all I have to say.
Okay.
Well,
I think,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, Susan, I hope you were listening to even the beginning of the show, because we were trying to stress that. If you go to the symbols behind the flag itself, getting back to that, starting to live the flag, live out that and the meaning behind it, the bravery, the courage, the purity, the innocence, the unity, coming together. I mean, the freedom, the beautiful things that the flag represents, start to incorporate that into our daily lives. That would be very healthy, I think, for all of us. And I think you're saying that as well, Susan. What do you think, Jer?
Well, I'm curious, Susan, does that get at the heart of what you were trying to get across?
Yes, it did. I just think actions are better than just flag waving. That's really what I'm trying to get across, is I want to see more people actively participate the way I hear that they did in World War II. And I wasn't there, I don't know that, but I hear about how America got behind the troops and sacrificed and made the effort to make the military successful. And that's all, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Good contribution to our overall discussion here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And Ken is next in Cleveland, Ohio, on the listening on the Rock there in Cleveland. Hi, Ken. Thanks for being a part of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie today.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention that my dad just celebrated his 95th birthday and was in the World War II at Iwo Jima, and is extremely proud of it. And, you know, he's got the patriotism, and he's passed it on to his children and his grandchildren. And it's hard to think of what this country would be if we didn't have that. So,
well, that's true. Go ahead, Ken.
No, it almost makes you cry, you know, that you're so proud to, I think this is the greatest country in the world, and we have to stand up for that and, you know, represent that. Also, I have a flag that's flying in my picture window that's up there 24 hours a day. So you can recognize my house by the flag that's in the window.
Well, Ken, first of all, God bless your dad, 95 years of age, and his service for our country. And, you know, it was a very, very difficult time, very, very, really ugly time of history in the of the world. And your dad and so many others were very, very brave on that. And it sounds like, you know, he has his example alone, I'm sure, but I'm sure his words as well have really penetrated your heart and your soul and have created that patriotism with you. And so, Debbie, I know you would join me in just really being grateful for Ken and so many others who fly that flag you know, way up high and proudly every day.
And Ken, please tell your dad we love him and thank him for his great service. And we're right with you with all this. You know, this is a beautiful conversation we're having. We are coming together, and this is absolutely a beautiful, productive conversation. Thank you to everybody that has participated so far. And we've got full phone lines. Can we get to Brian real quickly? Brian, we only probably have about 60 seconds in Niagara Falls, New York, on the Station of the Cross. But Brian, you're gonna finish off our beautiful discussion today.
Hi. Due to a program on the Station of the Cross, Jim Havens, Love Will End Abortion, I started this last year flying my flag at half staff, and I will continue to do that till abortion ends in this country and all the other injustice. It's that I fly it every day, and for the last half a year, it's been flying perpetually at half staff.
So, yeah, Brian, thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, his program just touched me, and all the abortion that's happening, all the voices that have been silenced without, you know, any regard to their life, you know, it's the greatest injustice that's still happening in this country. So.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, you raise a good point, about the flying the flag at half staff. I think that is such a beautiful gesture, you know, when we're mourning as a nation or something. And we, Debbie, we ought to be mourning as a nation the loss of so many unborn lives. And so Brian doing this, I think it's just,
it's making a statement.
Yeah, and I'm sure when people see that, and they ask Brian, well, who died? You know, what are you flying the flag at half staff for? You know, it gives them an opportunity, I think, to witness to the sanctity of human life and the innocence of the unborn. So,
right.
Brian, thanks for sharing that. Debbie, if you want to comment on that.
No, I just wanted to say this was just a really wonderful discussion. And Rachel and Martin and Patsy and Frank and the others, we're so sorry. We wish we had another hour to really discuss this some more. But you can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. But, you know, I just wanted to leave all of us with this. Let's get back to the meaning and the symbolism behind the flag. You know, let's try to really keep those virtues on the forefront of our minds. And that is of bravery and courage and valor and purity and innocence and unity and justice and perseverance and beautiful things that we can focus on that praise God will just flourish in our lives and in our spiritual life as well, because it's all intertwined. So I just want, that's my takeaway, Jerry. And I feel really inspired today, and I'm excited. I'm wearing the red, white, and blue today.
Well, my takeaway is I am, for those who remember, I'm in, actually in my hotel room in Reno, Nevada. I gave a talk at a business and professionals group this morning, and I'm going to be dashing out of here to the airport to catch my flight home, and I am going to look in the airport for a shop that sells flags, and I'm going to wave it on the plane.
Oh,
on
cool.
My way home.
Very nice. So. Great. I love that. Tell us how that goes tomorrow on our anniversary show, Jerry.
That's right.
Three years, Jerry. And we're going to ask our listeners what topics, what subjects, what conversations really impacted them in their spiritual life on our three-year anniversary tomorrow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We just want to hear from you. What have you learned from each other? You know, you're the ones who drive this show. So how have you grown by listening and hearing the inspiration and takes of your other listeners? You can suggest topics, whatever you'd like to talk about tomorrow. June 15th, 3 years that Take Two with Jerry and Debbie has been on the air, thanks to our show team, our affiliates, and you.
Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.